The special session call refers to an extraordinary occasion that exists in the state of Missouri and says action of the legislature is necessary concerning Missouri's economic development. Governor Blunt refers to an immediate economic threat to the well-being of the economy of the state in his call. Without commenting on the redundancy of the economic threat to the economy, Senate Leader Michael Gibbons concedes to Senator Joan Bray that the extraordinary session is a matter of personal perspective.
This will be referenced as the first extraordinary session of the 94th General Assembly.
And I'm just kind of curious what's so extraordinary or emergency about what's in here.
Well, I think that, you could have that. I mean, the only extraordinary session that I've been here for that I thought was truly extraordinary under both Republicans or Democrats was the 93 flood. That was extraordinary.
I agree.
Otherwise, extraordinary is in the mind of the beholder.
And the beholder in this case is Governor Blunt. This kind of language, though, is not uncommon in calls for special sessions. Columbia Senator Chuck Graham is one of the skeptics. He asks the sponsor of the economic development bill,
can you tell me if for some reason we don't get an economic development bill done in special, what that immediate economic threat might be?
Sponsor John Griesheimer is from Washington. He's the sponsor.
There are thousands of jobs that are backed up right now through the Quality Jobs Program that can't come in because we haven't passed the legislation.
The Quality Jobs Program gives tax credits for companies creating jobs, especially in disaster areas or for small businesses. This proposal increases the amount of tax credits the state can give. The House will take up the bill this week. The Senate hopes to pass it next week. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net at the Capitol.